Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We run this radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is always Jean-Luc, and we do this on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm over on the Atlantic Ocean. Jean-Luc is over on the Pacific Ocean. And we do this where we talk about different and various things, whether it's the economy, whether it's working from home, whether it's politics, whether it's health, whether it's just regular bantering back and forth, whether it's what's going on with society or anything. We kind of just share some of our views and hopefully educational conversations with you when we do this. If you want to hear more, if you go to Building Fortunes Radio and you look for Jean-Luc, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows as well. So, first of all, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I like to be on this radio show every Friday at this time, you know. And today is 237 radio shows together.
Wow.
And, I think we missed just a few during this, 204 years or something, I mean.
Yeah,
but,
we've been doing this for quite a while. Only just a few.
4 years. Huh?
Yeah, only just we only missed just a few.
Yeah, just
we only missed
a few for good reason, because health or family or something. Yeah, sometimes happen. But we have been pretty consistent to this radio show, and we continue to be here every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
That's right, 11 on the eastern side. So there's a couple of things, I guess, that have been transpiring that we can kind of talk a little bit about today, or a lot about today. One of them is the big one, which is the presidential election.
I want to talk about this.
Yeah, so when we've been going back and forth, we've had some interesting conversations about what our views would be about the presidential election and the outcomes and things like that. So I can run with the conversation however you want to get started, but I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, I think this election is not finished. Even if Biden plays the winner, I think it's not finished. And I think also he can be surprised, because I have some information, you know, today I received that Trump won North Carolina. Okay? And this is this info is up today or yesterday, something like this, pretty simple. And the election is not finished, not at all. And the one who plays the winner may be surprised.
So you are of the opinion that there's obviously some election shenanigans going on, and as a result of that, that maybe the election might be overturned.
Yeah, because for the moment Biden have not been celebrated as a winner in any state, and also especially the ones that are in contest. I don't know if you know that, Peter, but you have 2.7 million votes. Normally, go to Trump, who have been completely canceled or void, completely put aside, and you have 500,000 votes who have been for Trump who have been switched to Biden, and you have a company, his name is Dominion, is Dominion, yeah, is a Canadian company. Who was the main company who swapped the ballot and all everything and counting and all of that. And this company, apparently, like it happened in Florida with Bush and Al Gore, this company have something very unethical. This company gave 98% of his donation go to the Democrats. How do you, you say he have always, when you have something, it's like the vaccine industry, you know. You need to check the conflict of interest. 90% of their, 98% of their donations go to the Democrats. Now they try, they find many irregularities with this company, but also with some other company. But yeah, this company is the main one. I think they treat basically 80% of all the ballots and all of this.
Right, so you're talking about a company called Dominion, and for those people that aren't familiar with that, I've done a little bit of digging on this one as well because I was kind of curious as well. I've always said from the very beginning, the ultimate critical point of the election is going to be who pushes the buttons on the computer to get the final tally.
Exactly.
Everything else is just theater. It's just an interesting story. It's just a lot of energy. And a lot of people think that the, let's call all that stuff the process. A lot of the people think that the process is what's somewhat sacred and symbolic, and you got to make sure you vote on Tuesday, or you mail in your vote, or your absentee ballot, or mail-in ballot, or whatever the hell ballot, and you have to have guys watching machines, and girls counting votes, and black ink or blue ink pens, and no letter number two pencils and Sharpies, and all this stuff is just,
yeah,
you know, 5 o'clock Sharpie, and 3 o'clock and, right, and all this stuff is just, it's just distracting. It's just distracting, and if you will, I think just part of the kabuki dance. What really matters, the ultimate, is who's pushing the buttons on the computer. Who wrote the software, who can manipulate the software, blah, blah, blah. And I was listening to...
It's exactly what they have done. They manipulated the software, and suddenly someone was voting for Trump, and boom, he go to Biden, and they find today, we will find more tomorrow, who knows. They find 400,000 ballots have been switched. Who is going to Trump have been switched to Biden. And 2.7 million ballots have been canceled. And they find also many other things. You have eyewitnesses who saw a batch of ballots when 60% of them at the same signature. Another one see a ballot scanned 5 times. Another one see 35 ballot contain that's not connected to a voter record. Another one saw poll worker making ballot with no mark for candidate. Voter say this is son was recorded as voting twice. They provide ballot where provisional ballot were placed in the tabulation box. Fail software that caused an error in answering county used in Wayne County. Same software, exactly what you said there. Republican challenger not readmitted, but Democrat admitted. Republican challenger physically pushed from counting table by official. Democrat gave out a package tactic to distract Republican challenger. And Republican challenger to subject ballot ignore. And many others. This is just a few of what they have been. What does this mean, all of this? He have no role in this election, and he have no democracy in this country. Because if you need to trick the vote of American people to be at the White House and in power, this is not democratic at all.
Right. So I'm gonna share something I probably shouldn't. So I'm gonna say it anyway.
Yeah,
when
we have a free speech.
No. It's more personal. It's more personal than anything else. So, okay. I'm gonna modify it a little bit. So, I knew somebody who could not tell the truth. So okay. The story is going to be changed, and the character that I describe is not the real character, but the story is the same. So I'm going to change the character, and I'm not going to disclose the character because it's not really important. But so here we go. So I kind of knew somebody who was a pathological liar, and when something would happen, I'll use the term he or she, when he or she would lie or do something, and I knew it was a lie, I would corner him or her, and they would tell me a story with enough of a hint of skeptical truth that I would let them off the hook. And then 10 minutes or 10 days later, I would find that they were lying to me, right to my face, and I let them off the hook because of that inch of possible truth. And this happened over and over and over and over. In essence, somebody would lie to my face, but when I cornered them the way somebody would corner somebody, sometimes even physically, there's little skeptical lie would let me kind of, like I said, and I know I'm repeating myself just so you'll hear, let them off the hook. And I'd find out 10 minutes or 10 days later that, again, they lied to me. So I'm not going insane. I know I just said the same thing all over again, just so this way you can pay attention. So what I eventually wound up doing, Jean-Luc, is when I caught that person who I had finally deduced was a pathological liar, they couldn't tell the truth, whether there was a reason for it psychologically, maybe they had a mental imbalance, or whether they were just that way and that's maybe the way their brain just worked or whatever, I would literally, and I know it's a Friday night, 11 o'clock, so most of the kids are probably sleeping, I would literally kick the shit out of, now you know it wasn't a her, okay, so now you know it wasn't a her because I'm that kind of a guy, but I would literally kick the shit out of this guy who was this pathological liar. And the reason why is because I realized that no matter what they told me, they were lying. So having said that, that's the way I kind of had that feeling about pathological liars. I would feel like kicking the shit out of them. And I don't know if we could say that on the air, but we just did several times. When I watch people tell the story about how there was no election fraud or there's not enough election fraud, I can't help but feel like I want to kick the poop out of them, even though I don't know who they are, because of my previous lessons. They're manipulative, they're lying, etc. So, like, for instance, this is how retarded it's getting. People will say, well, even if they did some investigation and they found that there were only, 1,100 dead people that voted in the state of Arizona, and I'm just making that part up, but only because there's only 1,100 dead people and Trump lost by 40,000, there's not enough that we found. And at that point, I would literally start kicking the shit out of somebody. You know what? The reason why is because where did we get the 40,000 from? We got the 40,000 from your bogus numbers. So your bogus numbers aren't to be used here. Why don't we use my numbers? So here's my numbers. My numbers are a little bit like customer service numbers. Jean-Luc, you probably heard that if one person complains about it, there's probably 100 of other people that complained about or that thought about complaining but actually physically didn't. So let's multiply that 1,100 by 100 because the one that the customer that complains is the one that complained. There might be 20 or 100 or 2,000 people that felt the same way. They just didn't complain for whatever reason. So why don't we take that fake vote that we found, multiply it by 1,000. Why don't we do that? Because if we're going to use fictitious fraudulent numbers, I'm not going to take your 40 friggin' thousand. Why don't we use my numbers? Because my numbers are probably more real. Some people say, well, they're not going to find enough fraudulent votes, so there's not enough systemic voting or whatever. I'm like, you know, let me give you the big F you. And after you're done, you know, healing yourself from the punches that I just beat the poop out of you for, kicked you, then you can get off the ground and then you'd see that you'd never lie to me with a straight face again, because I'm not going to hear it. And that's kind of like the way I feel about this election. We are being lied to with a straight face, and they think we're stupid enough. So, now, did Joe Biden really win? I don't think we'll ever know. But do I feel that there was no problems? And then I hear this. You know, Jean-Luc, it's really funny. I know I'm on a roll. But like people say, well, you know, how could you fabricate, you know, 40,000 ballots? Well, the answer is to do that physically, that's a lot of pieces of paper. A lot of people having to fill out a lot of those pieces of paper. But if you're going to do that through software, Jean-Luc, it goes like this. There's probably about 7 to 10 clicks of a mouse. You go login, username, password, find Michigan, find Joe Biden, click how many you want to add. I don't know how many you want to produce so far, about like 5 clicks, you know? You know, then go Donald Trump minus, you know, whatever the number is. What are we up to, like 8 clicks? It's about 10 clicks of a mouse. And if you're a programmer and you're programming Dominion software, maybe, just maybe, you can say, oh, and that's system-wide. Why don't we automate that? Why don't we just automate it? So if Donald Trump is up about this much, why don't we take this, and we could probably even automate it in that software so we could be sleeping on the election night and be able to do this in the middle of the night. Now, I don't think they did that. I think they probably did, you know, the software update or somebody in there pushing buttons. But it doesn't take a lot of effort if you leave yourself a little bit of programming backdoor stuff to be able to easily manipulate the data. So –
You can put Trump on a Trump, and he end up Biden at the end. He's with the software. You can do whatever you want. They find he have so far Trump and Pence. They have 234 pages of swarm affidavits alleging election irregularities from one county in Michigan, only from one county, 234 pages of the swarm affidavit for irregularity during the election, just on this county. Now, I was looking county by state by state. What is the worst one is Pennsylvania, you know, and after is Michigan. This is the two worst counties about this. I think in Pennsylvania, you have something just not completely half a million between the one who have been switched to Biden and the one who have been thrown away from Trump. We normally go to Trump, I think it's almost 500,000 ballots like this. And when you add up these state by state, and you find is 2.7 million votes. This is
a
lot.
And that's a lot. And the interesting thing is that I know that somebody will say there's probably some explanation about the one that happened in Michigan. Oh, that was anonymously. Oh, that was probably human error and it was fixed or changed. And I would just say, you know what? What do we say? Trust but verify? Okay, sure, that's probably fine. Show me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably fine.
Yeah, if they have nothing to hide. Let's verify.
And the funny thing is that now you read in the newspapers and you'll see words like historically the most well-run election in election history. Historically, you know, the most accurate executed election process in the history of mankind. And then you'll see baseless claims by Donald Trump. So if you're watching the media, you'll see the words, again, Jean-Luc, you see why my violent reaction, without being physically violent, because I can't kick the shit out of everybody that writes a headline. But the, so for all those people, that's a lot of, that'd be a lot of ass kicking. So, you know, I'm older now. So when I was in my earlier years, I could probably do it. In my older years, I'd probably get tired. So, or it hurt my hand. So I'm not as tough as I used. There was a time where I was tough enough, you know, but there's, at least for both the majority of the population, right about now, there's probably some kindergarten girls that could probably kick my butt. But anyway, so having said all of that stuff, So in essence, the reality is that to see the lies of the media, to see the those types of things, and I say, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. So give me a little bit of leeway, but at least in something as sacred, if you will, of nominating the president and the vice president and the senators and the House Republicans and all of those sort of stuff, we deserve to have the best we can possibly do in the election process, because there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time on this. So
I think that, yeah, we have the worst we have been, because Bush and Al Gore, okay, they trick the election in Florida, maybe on other states, we don't know, we don't have the whole story. But it's the worst election we have in this country, you know, on a modern time and very recently. This is the worst. When you see, you were talking about liar, someone who lies all the time. You look at Biden. What does it say on a video, on an interview, on a news? And one day he say white, the day after he say black, and say about you look about the fracking, the oil, and all of this. What all this lie is bringing, and people, I know, say I say many times on this radio show, we are surrounded by two oceans of stupidity and incompetency in this country and around the world too, but in this country. And it's true, when you look at these people who watch Biden saying, yeah, we need to ban the fracking, and after watching the same Biden and nobody push him, okay, nobody force him, saying, no, we are going for the fracking, if you are not stupid, you say, what? Why this guy is lying? Where are we going? And I learned recently, if Biden is elected president, all of these people on a food stamp and all of this, and maybe retirement or maybe something else, and I will be one of them. If you don't have a vaccine, maybe you don't have your food stamp.
Right. Well, that is interesting when you mention the word vaccine. Because for those people listening in, we saw some headlines this week on how Ticketmaster, which in the United States, for those people listening in, that's where people go and buy tickets for, like, all different types of events, concerts, you know, all different, anything that there's a ticket for, they can buy it probably from Ticketmaster. And now they're going to have, well, you can't attend or buy concert tickets. I guess you could buy the concert tickets, but maybe you can't go in without having your COVID test be positive, and yeah, you have to have a vaccine test and you have to be negative. And if you show your badge of honor, which is going to be your I got a vaccine, you know, like type of a thing, then you're not going to be able to go get in. And this is, I think, is horrible, the direction, but it's obviously happening. It's happening in Europe. It's going to happen here in the United States. I think there's something now called a health pass, which is something that you might need to have to be able to get on a plane or go on a cruise if there's ever going to be a cruise again, yeah, or anything else like yeah. that. So all these things are funny. And the funniest thing is there's a gentleman who I think is probably one of the best BS artists on the planet. His name is Elon Musk. So Elon Musk is both brilliant and a BS artist all at the same time. So Elon Musk wasn't feeling very well, so he decided that he had to go get some pictures. And I'm sorry, a test on his for the COVID thing. And I think one of the reasons why is because there was like some Space Force rocket that was going, and he wanted to watch it. So everybody has to be kind of tested. So he wasn't feeling very well, had the sniffles, a little bit of fever, a little bit of achy stuff. So decided that he was going to be tested 4 times. Four. Uno, dos.
4 times.
Four. Cuatro. Right? So 4 times. 4 times, same day, same machine, same nurse. And guess what? 2 of them. Came out positive, 2 of them came out negative.
Which one you take?
And right, which one? Which one gets me to see the rocket? And he said, you know, so eloquently, there's something extremely bogus about this. So as eloquent as Elon Musk can be, there's something extremely bogus about this. And that was in reference to the COVID testing. Now, if you think about it, it's kind of, you know, Elon Musk, I don't know how much a COVID test costs at every level. I've seen people charge online $120, $200, $300 for a test. I'm sure there's probably, because of economics of scale, probably even a little bit lower. I'm not sure what Elon Musk's test might be. But I'll share with you, not everybody has the ability to go do majority rules with their COVID testing. They do it once. Whatever it is what you got, and that's how you're labeled. So Elon Musk could do it 4 times and maybe do majority rule or throw heads or coins or flip the gal $100 or $1,000 or $1,000,000, whatever that
is.
Like
way, also, Peter, is the way you false the statistics. I was at the hospital, not for that, but I was at the hospital for my health, and they test me. And they test me 2 times, and this is the first time they test me. They say, okay, we send this to the lab, we will have your results in 2-3 days. And after the second time, I go to the hospital, the doctor says, we test you for COVID-19. I said, already done. I said, yeah, but we don't have the result. We have a lab here, and we can have the result in 6-7 hours. I said, why the first time they send to another lab? If you already have a lab in the hospital, and you can do the testing. Many things didn't make sense. But you know what happened? Something happened to me today. I want to speak about this. It's related to that. With Diane, we go to Trader Joe to buy some food, okay? And since the beginning of this pandemic, I never wear a mask, Trader Joe, Winko, when I go shopping and anywhere, okay? We have been to the courthouse, okay, I wear a mask for 5-10 minutes, but I never wear a mask. And today I do the same thing as I do normally. I take a cab, I go in, the guy stops my car, and he says, you need to wear a mask. I say, I don't have mask. Give me one. And I will put the mask just like this. And the guy, who I didn't know, okay, was a customer at Trader Joe, started to be after me. Because he said, yeah, this is a shame. I said, hey, does I know you? I didn't know you. I don't speak with you, and I do whatever I want, okay? I wear or not a mask if I don't want to wear it. And he said, yeah, I am a medical doctor. I said, you are a medical doctor. You wear a surgical mask. And you even didn't know this mask needs to be changed every 15 minutes. Meaning, I'm sure you have this for more than 15 minutes. Now you need to change it. And after someone front of the door, girl, come after me at one point, I take the mask, I throw away in their face and then say, you lose the customer, bye. And I leave. Because I don't agree with that. Today is a mask. Tomorrow it will be, you cannot shop at Trader Joe because you don't have a vaccine. after that, you say you cannot sabotage the job because you don't have a nano gel on your bone and we can scan you. And all of this, no, I don't want this society. And you say, and 2 days ago I met Diane friend at her at Diane office, and we, suddenly we find she's like me, she can vote, I cannot vote, okay, but she called Trump, and we find together, and we talk about the vaccine, and she say, I prefer to take my gun and shoot people than to have a vaccine. And many people react like this, because I think he has 48 or 50% of the population who don't want the vaccine. And when you look at what Dr. Schultz, he's a doctor, he's a healer, he do natural products, he say about the vaccine, they put mercury, aluminium, the virus or bacteria, the level of mercury is way above the level of the FDA approved for the food. The combination mercury and aluminium is very deadly. They put baby born cells, dead cells, bovine urine. And I was talking with my medical doctor yesterday, and I say, this is what you find on a vaccine. And she say, ah, I cannot trust that. I say, okay, Alison, don't trust me. I don't care. Do your own research. You have some people, they have 10 times your knowledge, and they don't want to invalidate you. And they say, you have some medical doctor who link together. I don't remember the name. I need to find it again. And they say, mask do nothing, protect nothing, because a virus is a thousand thinner than one of your hair. You need to take one of your hair, you cut in a length. You take him, you cut it a thousand times, and you have the size of the virus. And like Schultz said, anyway, when they create a vaccine, they create it today, and they give you in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and the virus are already muted 5, 6, 7, 10 times. Okay? Before that, vaccine didn't work. And he harmed people, damaged people, and it's a way to control the population. And I don't want that for myself, and I will not wear a mask. And I say, okay, we go to another store, go to Winco, at least they have a sign we need to have a mask, but you have nobody enforcing a mask at the front of the door, you know?
Interesting. Well, I guess I was a little bit rebellious. So I'm usually a mask wearer when I go out because, number one, I'm out there with a whole bunch of other sick people probably when I'm going to the store, and it had nothing to do really with conforming that I have to wear a mask. I choose to wear a mask only because I'm trying to make sure that I don't get sick, especially when I go to maybe places like Walmart. But this week I was pissed.
Peter, one thing about the mask. If you know the mask didn't work,
I have an N95 mask.
I have
different masks.
You put them in your head, you have the same protection.
Yeah, that's no. But I have the N95 mask, so they're better. They may not be 100% better, but they're better. Well, it's better than wearing underwear. But anyway, so hold on. So let's not argue. So the bottom line was, it doesn't matter whether it's effective or not. That's what I was doing. But this past week, I was pissed because of the election stuff. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I am not wearing a mask. I'm going to walk into the dollar store where I buy my dog's treats, and I'm not going to wear the mask. And I didn't care. Nobody looked at me sideways, whatever. I walked straight past the guy at Walmart who's sitting there ready to hand me a mask. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm going to pass on this one. Straight through it. And I walked through that whole entire store. Now, here's the problem. When I came home, I started to get a sore throat. And I was like, you know what? I'm doubling up on my vitamin C. I'm going to do a little bit more of my colloidal silver because I don't know if I caught something or not. So I don't know out of my resistance, I was actually stupid. I might have actually been in places where there are sick people. Obviously, if you go to Walmart, probably, you know, 40 to 80% of the people that live in my town probably go through Walmart that week, one way or another. So, yeah, if I'm going to be in Walmart, which is kind of like a cesspool of germs, I don't mind wearing a mask if I'm in Walmart, but that's my choice. That's my choice. I don't want to be told by somebody that I have to. And the problem is now, you said, you know, we're talking about mask, then it's going to be, now I have to walk in with a vaccine? You know, I have to have somebody jab me in my arm, put some foreign subject I don't know anything about, neither do they, mm-hmm. into my arm?
Yeah.
To be able to what, buy food? Maybe my maybe my credit card won't go through. Even if I want to buy food, you know, even if I want to buy food online, maybe my credit card won't go through because I, somehow or another, I haven't filled out my profile with my vaccine approval code. You know, maybe my mail won't be delivered. You know, maybe my insurance won't work. Maybe my car insurance might go up. That's what I'm afraid of, Jean-Luc. We're losing the ability to live in a free country.
So that's my advice to everyone. Don't let all your money in the bank, because if your credit card is not working, how do you go to buy food?
That's right.
You need to have cash on your pocket.
Cash? And maybe even some electronic currency.
Yes, cryptocurrency.
That's right.
Really good to have that. And Bitcoin that tripled since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so we're going to call it a radio show. How do people get in touch with you if they want to?
If they want to, they need to wear a mask. Because who knows the way you get the virus, you know?
I know. Through the phone.
My phone number is 323-399-6472. Again, 323-399-6472.
Perfect. Thanks, Jean-Luc. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And so let's go. So we didn't talk too much about the specifics of the election. Do you think we're going to know by next Friday when we're on this phone whether there's a real president or not? Do you think it's going to be done by this Friday or no?
Because they talked to put this on a circus, something like this, and to go to the and be ruled by the court and all of this. And I don't think we have, maybe before Christmas.
All right, I agree. Perfect. We're going to catch everybody next week. Thanks, Jean-Luc. Feel better. We'll catch everybody later. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.